WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30, and this is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. Now it's time for AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. A Champaign County Board Committee may vote this fall on whether to end the county's use of two county administrators. That's according to County Board Chairman Pius Weibel, who says the policy committee may take up the matter next month. That committee includes Republican Greg Knott and Democrat Brendan McGinty, who have advocated a return to one single administrator for the county. Weibel says he supports that concept, too.
The problem with dual administrators, I see, is that it's a flow of information. You have information going to one that the other person may not know about, and vice versa. So it's always better if you have just one person at the top. That way, all the information gets to one person.
Champaign County has had its unusual dual administrator system since 1998, with Denny Inman and Deb Busey holding the positions. Their contracts expire next year. Weibel says while the current policy committee may state its view on the issue this fall, the final decision will be left to the county board, formed by this November's election. Governor Rod Blagojevich says he fears next week's vote could be a Republican trap, in his words, to entangle presidential candidate Barack Obama in the gridlock over Illinois' ethics legislation. The Democratic governor says he worries Republican John McCain's campaign would accuse Obama of helping his old friends in Illinois if state senators override Blagojevich's veto on ethics legislation. Senate President Emil Jones said yesterday he decided to call senators back to work after Obama urged him to do so. If lawmakers go along with the ethics reform measures that he wants, Blagojevich says Obama can brag about how he helped change the system in Illinois. But Blagojevich says he doesn't think Obama should be dragged into any of the ongoing struggles with ethics legislation in the state. Nearly 40,000 homes and businesses in Indiana remain without power as crews continue working to restore electricity from outages caused by last weekend's storms. Duke Energy was focused on restoring power in southern Indiana's Crawford County and sent 290 linemen to the area in hopes of restoring service by tomorrow. The State Department of Homeland Security says about 26,000 customers have no power in southern Indiana. Some customers of Vectren and rural electric providers were also out for a total of about 39,000 without power. Authorities say a levee at Sumava Resorts in northern Indiana's Newton County had a minor leak, and sandbags were put in the breached area to resolve that problem. Last weekend's record rainfall pushed Chicago's underground waterways to the max. That caused billions of gallons of storm water to be dumped into Lake Michigan. Tony Arnold reports on the environmental effects of the flood.
It's rare that the Water Reclamation District opens the gates to let some of the excess water flow into Lake Michigan, because it means pumping raw sewage and runoff into the lake, too. Laura Sanders specializes in water chemistry at Northeastern Illinois University. She says any harm to the lake will be short-term.
Lake Michigan, of course, is very large, and there will be dilution of this pollution over time. That's not the way we like to solve problems generally, but this, again, is an extreme event.
Sanders says she wouldn't go swimming in the lake anytime soon, but the drinking water should be safe. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency is on the same page with Sanders. A spokesperson for the Water Reclamation District says it's been about 6 years since so many gates were opened to dump excess water into the lake. I'm Tony Arnold.
Federal agents have launched a fresh crackdown on Chicago's brisk multimillion-dollar trade in counterfeit identification papers. Agents fanned out across the city's west side yesterday, and by early today, they had arrested two U.S. citizens and 13 Mexican nationals charged in freshly unsealed conspiracy indictments. Officials say six of those named in the indictments are still being sought by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Immigration agent Gary Hartwig says the arrests should send a message that law enforcement will go after criminal organizations that perpetrate document fraud. The documents sold included Social Security cards, green cards, driver's licenses, and state ID cards. Vic McIntosh says it's time to let someone else represent District 3 on the Champaign City Council. The 62-year-old Champaign native says he won't be running for re-election in the spring. McIntosh has served 10 years on the city council, two of them at large, and the last eight is the successor to June Mank in District 3. McIntosh says his successor should be ready to work with the neighborhood organizations that have become very active in the north-northwest section of town.
Probably spend some time with my grandkids a little more. I can see myself still being involved, maybe in something within the city, maybe on one of the commissions or something, but that's a little less time-consuming.
McIntosh says he looks forward to spending more time with his family, but he says he might look for less time-consuming service on a city board or commission. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's programming is made possible in part by Ratio Architects, designer of the Carle Foundation's Echo Building, on the web at ratioarchitects.com.
It's 12:35, and this is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers, joined pretty soon here by meteorologist Daniel Pounder in the weather office. And before I get to Dan, our reminder that this is Friday. It's Talk to the Meteorologist Day, and you can get a custom forecast with Dan coming up in a few moments after he gives us our general forecast. And you can give him a call at 333-9455 or 1-800-222-9455 in a few moments. We'll open up the phone lines and let you talk to Dan. In